the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. No, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just go.
Just go, Karen Sullivan, go.
I feel like we just got shot out of a cannon. And you know what? That would be kind of like on par for how this year has been so far. And it really makes me think of that meme about how 2020 so far is like looking across the street, right? Looking both ways before you cross the street and then getting hit by an airplane. Because nothing has gone as expected. And I understand that there's a lot of change in the world normally. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world normally. But I got to tell you, this is like uncertainty and change and everything else on steroids.
Yeah, 2020, what an effing year, right? I mean, when you just, it's just one thing after another. And this is an addition to normal everyday ups and downs. With, you know, just living your life, and some things come easy and some things are a struggle and some things are hard and such. And then on top of it, we have coronavirus, and now we have all of the racial equality challenges that have been thrown out there that are front and center, rightfully so, and that has, I don't know. It's just been a lot. It's something that we feel that we need to talk about as the world is talking about it.
Yeah. And I think that the thing here, Jen, is that we need to talk about it. And one thing that we're going to just throw out right from the beginning here is that we don't have answers. And, you know, part of our jobs as leadership development specialists and coaches is being able to ask questions. And that's what we want to do. We want to ask questions. We want to listen. We want to learn. We want to really step into a place of self-responsibility. And with that self-responsibility, I would love it for people to then focus on commitment and accountability. And I think what we do, whatever it is that we do, is we really help create awareness. And that's what we really want to focus on right now, is creating awareness for yourself about where it is that you are, where it is that you want to be, what are the things that are in the way, and where do you need to listen more? Where do you need to learn more? And where do you really need to step up and say, hey, you know what? It's my responsibility to do something. Because we did a call last week, and in the beginning of the call, I was having a conversation with a woman. And she was thanking us for having this call. And I said, we can't not have the call. Like, we can't stand around and do nothing. Because that's just continuing a problem that shouldn't even, that we shouldn't even, I don't even want to say. It's just, if we didn't talk, it's just not the right thing. And I vow to always, you know, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And we just can't be silent.
Yeah, you know, when we were in the car earlier today, and we were talking about there is so much more we don't know than what we do know. And I think that's, I mean, I have learned so much in the last 11 days. I've learned a lot about how I think. I've learned a lot about how I don't think. I've learned about the layers upon layers upon layers of complexity that we are facing in the United States today. And there's so many different elements that are all tied to racial equality. And then people have different areas of focus. And so it's just such a large, complex problem that it can be overwhelming at times. You know, in fact, there's the range of emotions that I think I have seen and personally that I have experienced. I have been on a roller coaster. I have felt confused. I have felt pissed. I have felt hope. I have felt inspiration. I have felt, what's it like when you just sort of resign, like, oh, it's never going to get better. Like the whole gamut. But what I do know is that I am committed to stay and to recognize those emotions. And what do they really mean? And also, how am I going to be committed to what I'm responsible for? How do I challenge myself? How do I challenge what I believe? How do I challenge myself to learn more? And how do I challenge myself to stand for clarity for myself?
Yeah, and Jen, when you talk about your range of emotions, and I think it's really important for people to understand that, and I know you've heard me say this before, but whatever they're feeling is normal, right? Whatever they're feeling is absolutely 100% completely normal for them based on who they are, right? Based on how they grew up, based on their belief systems, based on their perspectives, and it's okay. And it's okay to feel like shit 1 minute and be sad or be pissed, be frustrated, be angry, and then the next minute be like, oh my gosh, I saw something and I'm hopeful. Or to go to a place of where, you know, you might be, you know, feeling love or feeling pride. And the thing is here is recognizing just where you are. And like you said a little bit ago, what are the messages that those emotions are telling you at that point? What are the things that you really truly need to learn from the messages at that point? And I think that a thing that, I don't know, I'm going to use the word fascinates me, but it does about thinking about the duality of emotions, and you can feel so many different things in such a short period of time, but it's just asking yourself when you're in or when you're feeling something, asking yourself the questions, right? Because this is what we do. We ask ourselves great questions, is like, okay, let's dig a little bit deeper into it. What's behind this emotion? What is it that I need to learn from this emotion? What am I learning about myself from this emotion? What am I learning about the world from this emotion? And then saying, okay, great, now that I know this, now what?
Yeah, I think that's perfect. And because there's so many messages that are going on right now. Your anger is telling you something. Your sadness is telling you something. Your hope is telling you something. Your disgust is telling you something. Your excitement is telling you something. And you wrap all of those up into one big shaker, margarita style shaker kind of thing. And then what does that tell you? Use that to say, what do I now need to learn? What do I now need to go find out? My biggest thing here, Karen, I know you're sharing this, is about how do we go to get clarity around the things we're confused about, right? And it can be uncomfortable, and it can be hard, and it could be we're not sure where to do it, or what if we get it wrong, or what if we say the wrong thing? But for me, I say, what am I confused about? And then how can I go get clarity around that answer? Because I know for me, when I'm confused, I stop dead in my tracks. I don't take that action to move forward. I don't know the right thing, or I don't know what to do with the energy around it. So I think those are the kinds of questions we need to be asking ourselves.
I think so too. And I think that the thing here, Jen, and a big realization that I had during this week was that, and it's funny because one of my top values is responsibility. And you know, at first I was like, well, why are people getting so angry? Or, you know, why are, you know, African Americans, why are Black people, why are they getting angry at people wanting to learn? Like, why don't they want to educate people? And then it was just like, you know what? It's not their effing responsibility to educate me, right? It's my responsibility to get educated. I'm a really resourceful person. Go find the freaking answers that I want. Like, I know that I can do that. So it was almost a little, like, for me, there was conflict because, well, wait a second, why aren't you going to teach me then? Whoa, hold on a second. My responsibility, I need to take the responsibility. If I want to learn something, I'm going to go find it. And there's never been a time in my life where I kind of just went, oh, okay, wait, I'm going to wait for somebody else to do something. That's ridiculous. So my perspective that shifted, and I think that this is the key thing for people, is the awareness of what's the perspective that needs to shift for you that's going to allow you to create a different awareness for yourself moving forward.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that because that was big, right? Yeah. It was truly one day felt one way, the other day saying, hold on a second. Why am I being challenged by whatever it is? You know, what am I resisting? What do I know about myself? And what's really important here? And that's exactly what you did. And I've done that too on other topics. So you just happen to share that one here. And I think that's for all of us to hear, right? So it's about what's the bigger goal for you as a human being living on this planet? Yeah. What do you want to see? And then where do we resist? And then what do we need to understand to really go to the end game, not to the barrier that's there?
Yeah, and I think that right there, Jen, it's asking yourself, what am I resisting? And why am I resisting it? And what am I afraid of?
Perfect.
And then when you can, it's again, guys, it's asking yourselves those questions. You got to ask yourself the questions first because you're going to get better answers for yourself if you ask yourself better questions.
Great. I love it. I'm interested in seeing how this month pans out, and we're going to keep the conversation alive.
Yes, we will. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.